and welcome to a new episode of From the Honeycomb Podcast. I am your host, Katerina Buranova. Each week, we dive into a blend of topics that resonate with the soul. Whether you're an architect enthusiast, have a passion for wanderlust, want to discover holistic approaches to rejuvenate your body and mind, or are intrigued to learn about Vastu Shastra with a modern approach, you've come to the right place. Join me as I sit down with inspiring, like-minded women from various walks of life. We will delve into their journeys to discuss the challenges and moments that define their paths. So sit back, relax, and let the spark of positive energy ignite your curiosity. Hi, it's me, Katerina. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to share with you something that can change the trajectory of your life. If you are ready to start your own architecture firm but are feeling overwhelmed by where to begin, I understand, because I felt the same way when I first embarked on my entrepreneurial journey. This is why I have created the ebook, The Mindful Blueprint for Launching Your Architecture Firm. This comprehensive workbook contains everything I wish I had known before starting my own firm. From building a solid business plan to creating your brand, The Mindful Blueprint for Launching Your Architecture Firm offers a step-by-step guide tailored to your timeline, whether you're launching your firm today, next month, or in a few years. Dive into essential topics like financial planning, organization strategies, and how to secure your first client, all in one convenient resource. That's right, you don't have to spend hours researching. I have done that for you so you can focus on building your business. And that's not all. With your purchase, you'll also receive an exclusive meditation for business owners, mindfulness tips, a crystal guide for support, and gratitude exercises to help you stay focused and positive throughout your journey. Turn your dream of having your own firm into a reality with the Mindful Blueprint for Launching Your Architecture Firm. Click on the link in the show notes to get your copy today. Now, let's dive into the episode. We are recording today's episode from our Airbnb in Montecito.
Montecito!
Yeah! We are here for my birthday. It has been an incredible trip to refresh, rejuvenate, unwind, and just relax. And so, and it's been a minute since we've done a podcast episode recording from an Airbnb. Kind of some of our recent travels have been either with family or we've totally just unplugged if we could. So, but this trip, I kind of wanted us to sit down and share about our trip because it's been pretty special.
Yeah, it has been a good trip.
Before we jump into our trip about Montecito, let's share something that we are grateful for in the present moment. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I am grateful for something that seems simple, but it's not, like just the weather. Mm-hmm. It's like we've had just, I mean, we're already spoiled as it is living in Southern California, but this weekend has been just perfect, perfect weather. It was pouring rain on our way up here, so the drive was frustrating, but once we got here, skies cleared up and been beautiful ever since.
It has been. It's been absolutely gorgeous. We both have gotten so much sun. I think a lot of like vitamin D and just being outside has been so nice for us. It's been really good. What I'm grateful for is absolutely this trip. I think we needed this trip. It's been a lot going on. Like we kicked off 2024, hit the ground running business-wise, a few personal things going on. It has just been a lot. And this has been a really nice just getaway for us. Kind of spend time together, away from work, away from technology as much as possible. And really just, like I've told you, I turned my brain off this whole trip. Like I have not had to think. Like I have just been on just complete vacation mode. I have not used very many brain cells this trip. I have just been on just coasting. Mm-hmm. It's been really nice to just kind of not think so much.
Yeah, for sure.
So if the listeners don't know where Montecito is, how would you describe where Montecito is located?
Montecito is a small coastal town, so it's right, bumps right up against to the Pacific. And I would say it's the town directly below Santa Barbara, yeah, is how I would describe it. Most people, or some people I think can kind of guess at where Santa Barbara is. It's just a little small sleepy town just below Santa Barbara.
Yeah, and it took us about 2.5 hours to get here on Wednesday, which wasn't bad, although we did have rain and we drove through LA, and then our GPS was like, hey, do you want to take Coast Highway through Malibu? It'll be the same time. And we're like, yeah, absolutely. Let's go along the coast, drive through Malibu. And it ended up, I mean, it probably saved us 10, 15 minutes because the congestion in LA on the 101 was just getting worse and worse. And so we were able to get up here, you know, like 2 hours, 40 minutes maybe because of the rain. And nobody knows how to drive in the rain in California. Just that doesn't work. But so we drove up Wednesday, got here to the Airbnb, which our Airbnb is super fun. It's like a little one bedroom apartment above a garage. And it's very close to like the main busy part of Montecito where the restaurants are and the bars are and the clothing stores and the breakfast places. And it's very centrally located, which is really, really nice. And it's close to the beach. And we were just saying yesterday, it feels like we're like in a treehouse because we're above the garage on the second level. And everywhere you look around Montecito, there is just so many trees and bushes and hedges that the level of privacy here, it just is so nice. It's compared to like where we live in like Laguna, Dana Point area, Newport, it's very private. And so just looking outside the window in any direction from any room in this little like one bedroom apartment, because if this Airbnb, I'll provide a link in the show notes, has been incredible. It's if you're even thinking about doing long-term stay, like they have a washer and dryer, a bathroom, a kitchen, we're in like the living room area now. Then there's a separate bedroom space, which is really nice because we like to get a separate bedroom because in the morning you like to have your coffee while I try to get a few more minutes of sleep in. And so, but yeah, so the Airbnb's been really nice. We got here and we knew there was one restaurant we went to when we first came here back in 2020, which, yeah, let's share with the listeners when why we came here in 2020.
Came here in 2020 so I could propose to you.
Yeah. That was a really nice trip. That was like, it was July of 2020. So COVID was, this was like the first time we left Orange County, I think, after COVID happened. And we came out here. You ended up booking this trip, surprising me. I had taken an exam that July. I can't remember. I think it was practice management, maybe. I can't remember anymore. Yeah, I think it was practice management, actually. And we were sitting in the patio, and I saw that my score came up, and you went to grab your phone, and you like sent something, and I heard my phone ding. And that was my reservation to the Airbnb here. And to Montecito, not this exact Airbnb.
No.
And so we ended up coming to Montecito and we were trying to figure out like why you picked Montecito. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday during one of our beach walks. And it was because back in 2019, we were going to come visit my friend Lauren, who was doing her Navy officer training here. And we found this cute little place in Santa Barbara. And I had never really been to Santa Barbara. So we kind of talked about it. And then my grandpa and Chuck ended up passing away. So we had to cancel that trip. I ended up going to check that weekend. And so we always kind of talked about Santa Barbara. And then you said you must have found the place.
And that weekend that you went to check?
Yeah.
Is the weekend I bought your engagement ring.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. That's like all full circle moments. Yeah, that's true.
And so that was what?
2019.
Well, I know it was 2019, but what month?
September.
Yeah. So it's been September to July the following year, I had that ring locked up in a safe.
Yep. And then you proposed and it was really sweet. We were at this other Airbnb and it felt very European and just, oh, that was such a nice trip. And so we wanted to kind of come back to Montecito because it means it's such a special place for us. And then I have my birthday. So we're like, oh, let's go there. And we ended up finding this Airbnb. Now we kind of knew where we wanted to be. And last time we brought our bikes, this year we brought our bikes as well. And so we wanted to be close to the beach, close to being able to just leave our Airbnb with our bikes, which is what we did the first day. But going back to when we arrived, so we ended up going to Honor Bar, which is in downtown Montecito. And ended up having a glass to celebrate being here. They had really good smoked salmon, French fries. You had some chips. And we kind of just relaxed and we're like, whew, we're here. And it was still raining. It was coming down pretty hard. And so we kind of just had kind of a easy night. And the following morning, I ended up waking up and it was my birthday.
Yay.
Except I realized few things. It was a little bit of a rough start to my birthday because I woke up and realized for the first time ever, I did not pack my contact lenses on a trip. And so I've had glasses since I was 10 years old. I got contacts when I was about 13. So for 19 years, I have been wearing contacts, and not once have I forgotten contacts for a trip. I used to have the 2-week contacts, then the monthlies. Now I'm on dailies. And I realized I would have to be in my glasses the whole trip. And I hate wearing my glasses. The only time I wear my glasses is like from the sink to the bed, like when I take out my contacts and then that's it. I hate wearing my contact or my glasses. There's no peripheral. I just don't like it. And so I kind of had a moment of like, are you kidding me? This really sucks. You offer to drive home to get me my glasses.
6 hours.
6 hours. Yeah. Because it's like 2.5 there, 2.5 back. And I'm like, nope, I don't know. Like we're just gonna have to figure it out. Like you even mentioned, can I call my eye doctor? I'm like, they usually don't even have my prescription because my prescription is so high. I'm like, they won't even be able to send it overnighted or anything like that. So just like, okay, roll with the punches. So then I went to go send out my newsletter. I had it all prepped, ready. And I had some technical issues with my monthly newsletter that had some sort of DNS connection. I had to authenticate a bunch of things, and everything takes like 24 to 48 hours to refresh. So I was like, okay, moving on, we're going to get over that. So it was just kind of a little bit of a bumpy start to the birthday, but we ended up having breakfast at Janine's, which there is a Janine's in Montecito and Santa Barbara, really good local breakfast place. We had eaten there last time when we got engaged. It was really, really good. So we went there and got a nice big breakfast, and they had these horchata lattes.
So tasty.
So good. So I ended up getting one of those, had a good big breakfast, and then we decided, let's just walk around, enjoy the area. So that, like, there's like this strip of just like, yeah, restaurants, some bars, some clothing stores, architecture, lots of architecture firms here, a lot of realtor firms, some lawyers. So we just kind of walked up and down the strip. It's called Coast Village Drive here in Montecito, and that's where Honor Bar is. Literally, that's like almost right next to Janine's. And we're walking, and there's a lot of dogs in Montecito. Like, everybody has a dog. Everybody has a dog. And of course, like, I'm not used to my glasses. And like I said, I feel like I don't look down. I can't see anything if I like my peripherals. So of course, I step into dog shit.
Yep.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how, like, today is just going to be one of those days. And I have to say, like, I'm pretty proud of myself. Like, I kind of try, I really try
you
to
did
keep,
a great job.
Trying to keep it positive. I'm like, we're on vacation. Like, this is great. It's so beautiful here. Like, I really, really like Montecito. And just the energy here, everything just feels so good. I love the architecture. I love the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I love driving around. It's just such a beautiful place. So I was like, okay. And so then we walked around a little bit more, and then there was a CVS. And you were like, wait right here. I'm going to go into the CVS.
Yep.
And so you walked into CVS, mm-hmm. and I was like waiting there. I'm like, I don't know what he needs. Like, did we forget something? Is it some sort of medication? And then you walked out wearing glasses as well.
So we could be glasses buddies.
Yeah, you got like the lowest prescription.
Yeah, I looked, you know, just the little readers they sell there on the end caps. And the lowest one I could find was a 1.25 prescription. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I wore those for like a half a block, maybe a whole block. And I was just getting so sick to my stomach because the prescription, you know, looking through them was not doing well.
Yeah. Nope. So you ended up popping out the glass, but it was still good. So yeah, so that felt kind of good. We were glass buddies. And so we kept walking around and walked into some stores. There was another little market. The whole time my stomach wasn't feeling very well, which is something we will get to later on, which we discovered why my stomach was not doing well. But we ended up just walking around again, up and down the street. And then we stumbled upon an optometrist's office. And you were kind of like, hey, do you want to go in and maybe they'll have your contact lenses? And like I said, from experience, even my eye doctor, it's hit or miss if he has my contact lens prescription when I go there because it's so high. I have astigmatism in one eye. It's really, really high. But we walk in and the lady was really, really sweet. And I told her, I said, hey, I kind of have this like weird request, but we're in town. We're just here for a few nights traveling. And I forgot my contacts. And she says, you have no idea how often this happens. Like, this happens all the time. She's like, it's actually a very common request. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I don't. And she's like, do you know your prescription? Thankfully, I do have my prescription memorized. So I ended up explaining to her. She asked me a few other questions about with the stigmatism. I guess there's the numbers. And then there was something about like the shape of the contact. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. So I tried calling my eye doctor, called four times. They didn't pick up, but she's like, well, let me go see what I can do. They were just so nice. Like, they had other people coming in, patients.
Yeah, they're pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was super sweet. And she ended up getting pretty close. Like, for my left eye, she got my contact lens. For my right with the stigmatism, it was half a number off, either higher or lower. So it was close, but it's either I could see better far or see better near. And I'm like, well, we're biking. I'm not really reading anything. Let's do so I can see better far away. Mm-hmm. And she gave me two sets of contacts just in case. She's like, if this feels better, this free of charge, just super, super nice.
Plus solution.
Yep.
Plus little holder. Mm-hmm. Lens holders. Yeah. Really, really awesome.
Really nice. And so we ended up taking, you took a picture of us in the glass shop where we're like, because I remember we were sitting there and I look over at you and I'm just like, he's wearing glasses without any lenses. I'm just like, this is just, it was just one of those moments.
But in an optometrist's office.
Yeah. It was just, so that ended up like, and I told the lady, I said, you have no idea. Like, thank you so much. Today's my birthday. And like you gave me the gift of sight. So it was a great birthday present.
Yeah, you did. You did a great job. Like, plus you had technical difficulties that morning with your newsletter, trying to get that sent out. So yeah, you did a great job turning it around. And
my stomach was not doing well, which we couldn't figure out, like, because I'm lactose intolerant, but we made sure that none of the food had butter, but it was a tough morning. But we ended up turning around, coming back to the Airbnb, getting our bikes, and then we bike to Santa Barbara. So we leave Montecito, you take Butterfly Beach, and then there's just a bike path that takes you straight into Santa Barbara. And the fact that it was Thursday, there's like nobody because everybody's at work, it's a weekday, we pretty much had the trail to ourselves the whole time. Like, later in the day, I would say like we had more people, but it was just so beautiful, such a beautiful day. We ended up taking our bikes to the pier in Santa Barbara, then out to the beach, kind of like laid, took a nap or like kind of laid down for a little bit, went to the water, went downtown. We were able to bike into downtown Santa Barbara. We walked around, did a little shopping. Just beautiful, beautiful day. So that was really fun, just kind of hanging out and just, you know, but that bike ride kicked our butts.
Yeah, it was a long bike ride and it was mostly downhill there, especially through like parts of Montecito. Mm-hmm. It's a little hilly in here, mostly downhill. And the way back.
That was rough because we don't have e-bikes. We just have regular beach cruiser bikes. And so,
and it was like a 40-minute ride.
It's a 40-minute and it's not fully flat. Like all by Santa Barbara, it's flat. But then it's once you start getting into Montecito and then the bike path takes you kind of inland and then back out to the beach. That's where you feel it. And it doesn't feel like we're on a hill where we're staying, but it's a nice.
But we are.
Yeah, it's a nice gradual incline. So. But that was really nice. So that took up all afternoon and we kind of were like, okay, let's go grab dinner pretty early. We didn't have any reservations. And there's this Italian place on Long Coast Village Drive. It was called Tre Lune. And we ended up going there. Thank God we got there when they first opened because it was like,
we got there maybe literally two minutes after they opened.
Yeah.
And there was already three tables seated.
Mm-hmm.
And within 15 minutes, there was probably 10, 15 tables seated. So it was busy.
Really busy. So fresh, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't eat lunch because we were so full from breakfast at Janine's. Yeah. But we ended up having for dinner, we had the clams in the white wine broth, which was incredible. The bread, the breadsticks, incredible. And then I wanted to go a little healthy. So for dinner, I had just spaghetti, broccoli, and spinach. Which was really good. The spaghetti was just fresh. Like they must make it on site. And you had the penne?
I had penne with a wild roasted boar.
So good.
Super good.
And then for dessert, they ended up having passion fruit sorbet. And I love passion fruit. So I had passion fruit sorbet. And you had?
The chocolate mousse.
That looked really good too.
It was really good.
So that was just really, really good. So that was the birthday dinner. And Ended up going back to the Airbnb, playing some cards. But then the next morning we woke up and I was like, my body is so sore. And I couldn't figure out why. I was like, what happened? And then you're like, oh yeah, the bike ride. I'm like, oh my gosh. And because it was windy a little bit, like, and we were in the sun, like we haven't been in the sun really that, you know, I mean, it was, I feel so refreshed and like recharged after this trip because we really have spent so much time outside and just being in like nature and on the beach. But like that bike ride kicked our butts.
Yeah. That was good though. It's good. It's a good bike ride. We've been eating healthy, but we've been eating quite a bit.
Oh yeah. Eating and drinking.
Eat more here. Yeah. Than we normally do at home.
Oh, for sure. And so we went back to Janine's for breakfast. Had the horchata latte.
Day two.
Yep. Day two. Except this time I ordered the same thing, scrambled eggs, bacon, and hash browns. And the waitress was like, oh, you don't want those hash browns. They have butter on it. If you have a dairy allergy, so here's a bowl of fruit. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why my stomach was upset. Like, I was like, oh, okay. So ended up having, you had the breakfast sandwich burrito.
I had a breakfast burrito.
Yeah. That looked really good. And there's also a farmer's market right there. So we ended up having breakfast and then walking around, went through the farmer's market. We got some microgreens and we got some honey. And it was just really nice. Just a really small little farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And we ended up walking around again. Then we went to the beach, thought we could walk around the beach, but the tide's been really high every morning. So we kind of just looked out at the beach and then we're like, well, there's a bunch of antique stores. Let's go explore some antiques. So we went into Montecito. There's kind of a shopping center that has a lot of antiques, but it's a lot of more curated. I think antique was like, we talked about, it's like a loose term.
Yeah, definitely a loose term.
Yeah.
And I think like the first place we went to was probably like 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly new merchandise and maybe like 5% sprinkled throughout that of actual antique. The antiques that were there were in impeccable condition. So it wasn't like broken, chipped, antique, you know, trashy. It was like the antiques that were there were impeccable condition.
No, they were. I mean, it was beautiful, beautiful pieces. Like the bowls we saw, I was like, this is incredible. Some of the plates, the glasses, but
I don't think any of that stuff was antique.
No.
Or vintage.
No, like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, but it was still nice to look around and like, we kind of walked around a little bit and then we waited. We were going to wait for this other antique store to open up. So we ended up going back onto the freeway and going south one exit to Summerland. And there's a really nice beach there. And that's a beach we spent a lot of time in when we were here first time in 2020. And so we figured let's take another walk there. And the tide had eventually gone a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as high tide. So we walked up and down the beach and it was just really pretty. And it's just gorgeous. The weather's gorgeous. And like, it's just when you look out, it's just like we're used to seeing Catalina Island. And now we're looking out at Santa Barbara Island, I think it is. And so it's just really beautiful and it was sunny and just gorgeous. And then finally the one antique shop opened up because we wake up at like 7 a.m. So this is like 10 o'clock by this time. And we went to the one antique store and we spent a good time in there just walking around. And like, that was an antique shop.
Yeah.
That was an antique
shop. Legit. Everything in there was super old and most things were in not great condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were very used, very aged antiques, but they had some fun stuff in there. Just fun, interesting stuff. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, just like, especially things that I found that items that are utility, like something that they were indispensable in their era, like, mm-hmm. Like the old irons where they put coal, mm-hmm. you know, hot embers in the iron, mm-hmm. and like things like that. It's like those were cutting edge technology thing. And I think those items I find the most interesting. I mean, the art's fun and the furniture's fun. Decorations are fun, but like the old things of utility, things that people actually use in day to day life that are like completely abandoned now are fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so that was really fun. And it was just nice because that was an antique shop we wanted to look at when we were here in 2020. But again, like I think we left too early for that to open.
Yeah.
We were back on the road going home. We kind of took the morning and then we're like, oh, let's go get another cup of coffee. I'm like, oh, let's go get like my treat. I'll get you a horchata latte again. And so we go back to Janine's and I'm like, okay, I'll get a horchata latte. And I say, oh, I have a dairy allergy. Can you put almond milk in it? And so I'm waiting and the barista comes up to me. we've been to this place at this point, like what, three times now. So like, I kind of recognize some of the staff, but I didn't recognize this guy. And he kind of came up to me and he's like, hey, you know, so I see that you have a dairy allergy, but you know, there's milk in the horchata. And I'm like, no, I know. I asked for almond milk. And he's like, no, we mix the horchata, which is like a Mexican drink, like the white rice and the cinnamon. We mix it with whole milk. So there's already milk in it. And it was like everything from the trip made sense. Why my stomach felt so off is I have been drinking whole milk. Like I said, I'm lactose intolerant. I'd have not had whole milk in probably 15, 16 years. And the thing is so I take lactose pills to help with the digestion when I'm eating out, when we eat food. And the thing I've learned is you cannot trust anyone, except I trust you when you know if you've put dairy into food.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. Cooking. I don't cook with dairy.
No, but I don't trust anybody. And so I always take lactose pills. And so while we were eating, I've been taking lactose pills because I'm like, well, you know, the scrambled eggs, what if it was in a pan with butter before, whatever. So I've been taking these lactose pills to help with the digestion. But obviously, whole milk is something I don't typically eat or drink. And so the reason I was feeling, and I kept telling Jesse, I'm like, I don't know what is wrong with my stomach. I was like, what is going on? I'm like, I'm not eating something wildly different, you know, and like, it didn't look like there was any butter in the eggs and like the milk. And I said there was a dairy and I said dairy allergy. And so the fact that the horchata had whole milk in it, and I was pounding these horchata lattes down because they are so good.
They are super good.
So did you have one this morning? No.
No, black coffee this morning.
Because obviously we went back to Janine's this morning. But so found out that my stomach was not doing well because of that. So I ended up just getting, I think, a regular iced coffee with almond milk, calling it a day. And then we went back to the Airbnb just to kind of refresh, see if we could take a nap, just relax. And then we ended up going back to Honor Bar, the place we went to the first night for dinner. And I had a glass of rosé, you had a beer, and we were just sitting outside. And like literally this whole trip, we've just been eating and drinking and eating. And just like really, we've had no plans. And it's been so nice to just, hey, let's go there. Let's go do that. Because you and I are we plan, we organize. We have to-do lists that have no end in sight. And I feel like this trip, we haven't, like I said, I have like turned my brain off for most of this trip. And it was just so nice. And we just sat outside and people watched. And I had my salmon again and French fries and a glass of rosé. And it was just so relaxing to just look out and just watch people. And I thought the person next to us was a famous actor. Obviously not. But it was just, and that's the fun thing about Montecito, obviously, for listeners who don't know, like, Montecito, this is where Oprah Winfrey lives, Harry and Meghan, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, Ellen DeGeneres lives here, Rob Lowe, I think we're Googled, like who else lives here? Because the nice thing is Montecito is like an hour and a half hour drive from Hollywood, and it is so tucked away. It's a very small coastal town. And so it's just, there's something about the energy here where it's just, it's such a small town like vibes, and that kind of makes it really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we like it. But so we sat out, watched, people watched, had some snacks, and then we went for a walk on the beach to Butterfly Beach. The tide had gone down significantly at this point. So there's little tide pools, and we just walked up and down, people watched again, and it was just really, really nice. So ended up doing that, and then ended up going back to the Airbnb, refreshing, and then we went to Mexican place, Los Arroyos. Again, it's all on Coast Village Drive. I feel like we've almost eaten at every place along there. And that was really good Mexican food. Just had crispy tacos. We both did.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh, so good. The beans were good. The rice was good. Oh, just everything about just, it was such a good meal.
Yeah. It was very warming.
Yes. Very fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very warming.
Yeah. And that was kind of that. And we just kept going. We came home and relaxed. We don't stay up late very well. I feel that much. I think last night we went to bed at like 8, but I mean, physically we've been going for walks and like, I mean, I feel like the days have been really long here. Like it feels like we've been here for a week, but we've only been here for like 3 days.
Yeah.
So it's been really nice. And then this morning we woke up, we were going to go to Merci, which is a cafe that was recommended to us by our Airbnb host. But it's more of like a coffee pastry, which I can't have any of the pastries anyway. Everything's always made with butter. So we end up going to Janine's. I ended up having like a breakfast sandwich, which took a bunch of lactose pills, had no horchata latte this time. We'll see. I feel okay, but I'm sure there was, I have a feeling the eggs, and I didn't even say dairy allergy this time. I did say no cheese, no butter, because I feel like even if I say dairy allergy, that obviously doesn't impact them making food. So, but we had that. Then we sat out in the sun, got to relax a little bit, and we're about to pack up and head home.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I know. Unfortunately, like this has been such a nice, just relaxing trip.
This was a very, this is probably, even for all the trips we've done in the past year or so, I think this is one of the most relaxing.
Absolutely. It was fun. So thanks for coming with me. It was a good place to celebrate my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to this episode of From the Honeycomb Podcast. As we conclude, I want to express my gratitude for joining me in today's episode. I hope you have found it insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate, review, and click that like button so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to share this with your friends. You can follow me on Instagram at From the Honeycomb Podcast, and you can also further your support of From the Honeycomb by visiting the Patreon link provided in the show notes. Your contribution helps make more episodes possible. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to my monthly newsletter, A Spark of Positive Energy, that comes out on the 7th of each month. Thank you so much, and see you next Friday.